One of the 10 victims of the Santa Fe High School shooting was a Pakistani exchange student. She came from a country where militants have attacked schools and killed students, so her killing in the U.S. shocked many people in Pakistan. NPR's Dia Hadid brings us this report from Islamabad.
Sabika Sheikh was in Santa Fe through a State Department exchange student program. It's meant to foster better understanding of Muslim culture. This is her father speaking to Jio, a local TV station.
Extraordinary, genius, talented.
Her father, Abdulaziz, says she was extraordinary. She was wiser than her years. He can't believe she's gone. Sabika's great-uncle, Abdul Jalil al-Basit, says she wanted to be a diplomat, and her family was confident that she'd get there one day. He spoke from the family's home in Karachi, a sprawling port city.
Obviously, this is a terrible situation for our entire family. We were expecting her return on 9th of June, and we were expecting that she will return alive.
They were expecting her to return home alive. He says her ticket was ready. She wanted to be with her family. They were going to celebrate a Muslim holiday together. Instead, Sabika was the victim of a school shooting. Her uncle says her parents were aware of the risks, but they never imagined it would happen to their own daughter.
We were confident that Sabika will be very much safe there during their entire tenure.
That's partly because Pakistanis have lived through years of deadly violence. Militants have killed thousands of people and they've targeted schools. The worst incident was in 2014 when Taliban gunmen stormed a school run by the Pakistani military. They killed over 100 children, so parents here constantly calculate the risk of sending their children to school. And Sabika's uncle says despite the risks, the US felt safe. He says if any of Sabika's three younger siblings want to study in the US, they'll go.
If any children of our family will get any such opportunity, we should allow him or her to proceed and do whatever he or she wanted to do.
In an upscale market in Islamabad, other Pakistanis echo those sentiments. This is Akbar Durrani. He works for the UN. He knows how devastating a loss like this can be.
I've actually lost someone in a terrorist attack, someone very close. So I know how it feels, and I know that it could be easily someone who's around you.
Still, he says, he never imagined a Pakistani student would be the victim of this in America.
It seemed like it wouldn't happen to people who go to the US because we are a small population there. But this time around, it kind of hit home that, you know, it can happen to anyone.
Madiha Kausar Bhatt was strolling through the market with her husband.
And in Pakistan, people are experiencing a lot of bomb attack, but what I have learned from this incident is that life is uncertain. Even in America, now you don't know what's going to happen next.
She says that the world just feels more dangerous. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.